take me on, yeah, on. You take me on, take me on, yeah, on. And as you're sitting there, your hands folded in lap, gaze drifting away, caught stumbling through the path. My grace is only clumsy when come across your path. Articulation faulty with every word I laugh. Because your eyes, they tell me. Because your eyes, oh, take me on, yeah, on. You take me on, take me on, yeah, on. You take me on, take me on, yeah, on. You take me on, take me on, yeah, on.
That's Washington, D.C. artist Tom Goss encouraging you to take him on. Hi, I'm Chris Wilson.
I'm J.D. Doyle, and you're listening to Audiophile. Back to Love is a third album by Tom Goss, and he's come a long way from his life in a Catholic seminary. He says if he has any patron saints now, they are folks like Damien Rice and Ben Folds.
I realized as I was writing these songs that the root of all the songs was love, sometimes romantic love, sometimes love between family, and sometimes heartbreak. And so at the end of the day, I just wanted to let the listener know that we want to come back to love. That's a true motivation in whatever we do.
40 years, it took many longer. Breathe that breath, it'll make you stronger. Leave behind all that you deem worthy of your life. Take it back, it's early. 'Cause you and me, we can make it. We can make it. Take a train to the West Coast, and we're gone, we're gone.
Find out more about the album Back to Love at www.tomgossmusic.com.
The latest album by Gretchen Phillips has the somewhat guilty title of I Was Just Comforting Her.
Scene, red and green, perfect present from you. Thoughtfulness, a friendly kiss, always count on you. Forbidden place, you wanna say goodbye.
For the last 25 years, Gretchen Phillips has covered the musical waterfront, from her groundbreaking bands Two Nice Girls and Girls in the Nose to her large body of solo work, always putting a lesbian point of view front and center in her music.
My new album really covers very many different musical genres and touches on a lot of different emotional themes. I think of it as very sprawling and ambitious. And ideally, I like to think that it takes the listener on a journey.
I saw you first at the gym. You were just learning how to swim. I'm a certified lifeguard. I could teach you a thing or two.
And we couldn't play any more of that seductive song, even if we had the time. But you can learn more about the CD, I Was Just Comforting Her, at www.gretchenphillips.com. And there's a dash in the middle, so she has a jingle to go with it.
Gretchen-Phillips.com.
We featured the first album by Julie Clark on Audiophile in 2004. Her second is even better and is called Change Your Mind.
Oh, my dear brothers and sisters too, working to make a change long overdue.
Well, well, well.
We're gonna fight for freedom. gonna take our time. It's gonna take commitment. It's gonna take the courage of our convictions.
While we love Julie Clark's voice, we really respect the depth of the songwriting on this album. It contains songs that can reveal pain and soothe at the same time, something not easily done.
I think this collection of songs reflects a big step forward for me in terms of songwriting. At least I hope so. The songs are very personal, and yet I'm finding that the feelings are universal for other people too. So that's really my goal.
I'd do more if I could.
Find out more about the CD Change Your Mind at www.julieclark.net.
That's it for this edition of Audiophile. You can write to us at 594 Sawdust Road, number 273, Spring, Texas, 77380, or by visiting our website at www.audiophile.org. That's www.audiofile.org.
Audiophile is produced by Chris Wilson, J.D. Doyle, and Christopher David Trentum. I'm Chris Wilson.
And I'm J.D. Doyle. Keep listening.
If I could, if I could, if I could.